Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Richardson, of course, the legend. Talk a little football quick. Fullbacks, yeah. Talk about it a little bit. It's changed so much from what it used to be.
Yeah.
You guys were such a pivotal force. You all stopped all those guys. Mike Carney, a guy I've talked to. Does that frustrate you that it's kind of changed and that position's been taken away a little bit?
Yeah, you know, a little bit it does. And it's interesting because when I left Minnesota, my last year I was blocking for Adrian Peterson, made a Pro Bowl, and all of a sudden I come to the Jets. And, you know, they bring me in and I have Coach Mangini. Then I realized that Coach Mangini didn't like fullbacks. I'm like, okay, why do you bring me here? Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is, like, he always felt if you have a fullback in the game, the defense can kind of dictate where you're running the football. So if you got a tight end here and a fullback there, they pretty much know you're running the ball that way. So he always wanted to have two tight ends, one tailback to kind of keep it balanced. And obviously he came under that Belichick tree where nowadays you don't even see the Patriots. I mean, they're in the Super Bowl. They'll get some guy who's a defensive lineman just go bang into somebody on the goal line. But, it's definitely, you know, but I think the game is starting to change because now some of your high-profile quarterbacks, your Peyton Mannings, your Drew Brees is getting a little older, you know, Tom Brady's leaving, so the guys that basically can go out there and be an offensive coordinator, those things are starting to change a little bit, and so they're going to have to start getting back into that true eye formation. Because, you know, the whole offense they're running in college, it's like that doesn't, you know, we saw that with RG3, that doesn't translate to our league too much, so I think they're going to start getting back to more traditional type. You know, maybe the next 2 or 3 years, I think we'll get back to that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I spoke with Eric Dickerson a few hours ago. Okay. And he's obviously a legend. And you've played with so many legends.
Yeah,
running
back.
Priest Holmes. Yeah. Started with Emmitt Smith. Yeah. Even Thomas Jones, I spoke with last week.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy that you helped lead to two 1,400-yard seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Now an actor, by the way, killing in Hollywood.
I just texted him last night. It's funny to say that.
So it's interesting. Don't you have to take some credit? Because the guys you play with all had incredible seasons.
Yeah.
Do you kind of pat yourself on the back a little bit and be like, yeah, I was part of that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think since fullback and football is such a team sport, we took pride in that because we always felt, and Rex actually had a motto, if we got 3 yards or more, we ran it again. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, then we started taking teams. We started basically like just dominating the game. It's like, okay, you know we're going to run it. We know we're going to run it. You can't stop us. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that, you know, in Dallas, we had a great offensive line. Then I come to Kansas City, I'm with Willie Rowe, Will Shields, you know, all these Hall of Famers. And then I go to Minnesota, I got Steve Hutchinson, I got Brian McKinney. And then coming to the Jets, you know, you got Damian Woody, you got Alan Faneca. So, you know, it was something I definitely take pride in now being away from the game because it was something special. I mean, when, you know, Priest broke the touchdown rushing record, it was like, it was a collective effort. And it was something that, you know, I didn't care if I carried the ball. I just wanted to make sure if he scored a touchdown, I mean, we were going to win the game. So that's where we get the benefit from.
These guys ever buy you steak dinners after? Be like, thanks for that 30-yard run.
Yeah, you know what? LJ actually bought me, Larry Johnson actually bought me a Breitling, which I still have. The Breitling for Bentley, which is about $10,000. So wow. I still have that one. Priest was, you know, not saying he was a selfish guy. Mm-hmm. He gave all his offensive linemen, fullback, and tight end a jersey, his autographed jersey. I'm like, man, what a jersey? Take me to dinner. But nah, it's just, they didn't ever have to buy me anything. It was just an appreciation. But at the end of the year, they'd be like, hey, man, thank you. And that's all we really want because, you know, my dad being a military man in 30-plus years. My sister just retired after 28 years. So the only thing I've ever known in my life is service and doing what's best for the benefit of the team. And I think one of the best pieces of advice I had was from George Brett, who's a good friend of mine in Kansas City. He said, when you make the name on the front of the jersey more important than the name on the back, that's when you're going to win. And so that's what I did. If I played for the Jets, if I played for the Vikings, if I played for the Cowboys, that name on the front was way more important than Richardson. Obviously, Richardson is supporting my family name. But when you put the team first, good things happen.
Tell us what you're doing today with working with Legends.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. So Legends Community, I'm actually the director for the Jets and the Giants. So I work with any player that's played. And every team is different, but both the Jets and the Giants have done a tremendous job. The Giants more so just because they've been around a lot longer and it's been a family organization of taking care of their former players. And so we named it Legends because you say alumni, it feels like college. You say retired, it's like, okay, we're 26, 27 years old. So it doesn't sound right. So Troy Vincent, Tracy Perlman, and Roger Goodell say, hey, let's coin this Legends because if you played in high school, you were the top guy there. If you were in college, you were the top guy there. If you play on practice squad for 1 year, if you sign an NFL contract, we want to celebrate that because you got a chance to do something that only 20,000 people has ever played in the National Football League. Out of that 20,000, only 14 played 3 years or more. 14,000 played 3 years or more. So one thing I'm doing is, and I think it's really great because we just got back from the Senior Bowl. So now we're building a relationship where now I know all the running backs who are going to be at the combine. Mm-hmm. They see me at the combine. They're like, hey, T-Rich, how you doing? You know, I'm just like, hey, how you know, through the week, like if you need me, I'm here as a resource. Then I'm on the stage, like Leonard Fournette, I talk to quite a bit. And then all of a sudden, you know, a draft comes, and he's at a draft, I'm at a draft, and he builds that relationship to where now, going into a game, I shoot him a quick text, hey, little bro, I'm just checking on you, make sure everything's okay. After the game, congratulations. And so, because think about it, there, which is sad, you know, some of these guys, they're going to be in the league 2, 3, 4 years. All of a sudden, guess what? They're going to be a legend. Mm-hmm. And they're already a legend, but they're going to be in our community. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I'm really taking pride in. I'm so passionate about it because, you know, I get a chance to help these guys. I mean, if, you know, you look at a guy like Curtis Martin. Curtis is obviously very sharp, very successful, doing great things. But I always like to call Curtis and just, hey, man, just checking on you, see how things are going. Anything I can do for you? And he's like, no, I'm good. And then he's like, anything I can do for you? And I'm like, hey, you know what? I do got a guy in Long Island that, you know, maybe you can put your arm around him or maybe take him with you on a business meeting. And then it opens the door. So just really that our slogan and our hashtag is NFL Brotherhood. And just building that brotherhood because, you know, we've been in that battle. We've been in that injury, cold tub. We've been in those games where we're crying and we win and we're happy. So we've all been through something and we want to celebrate that and we want to be able to stay together. And that's what the military has really trying to do a great job with the veterans now. Veterans coming together and supporting each other. And so that's what NFL Legends is all about.
Last one, Sunday.
Yeah.
What's happening? Are you rooting for against the Patriots?
You know what? I'm not necessarily rooting against the Patriots.
Good game.
But you know the crazy thing about it is like, and when they wanted to go to Super Bowl, I literally stayed up and watched all the press conferences. Mm-hmm. And I was just so intrigued because it's like, you know, it's just that's something special. I mean, we'll never see this again. I mean, I don't think I ever see this again in my lifetime. The fact that a head coach, well, an owner, and Mr. Kraft, a head coach, Belichick, and Tom Brady. I mean, we'll never see this again. That type of domination, like you take away two crazy plays in a Super Bowl. I mean, those suckers have 7 rings, which is crazy. I mean, you know, and then he has a chance right now to go for his 6th ring. It's like it's pretty impressive. I am actually rooting for the Eagles just from the standpoint of like they've been there, they've done that. So
history, you want history?
Yeah, give the Eagles. Like, yeah, let the Eagles go do something. But you know, so it's I'm just looking forward to the Patriots to win.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I'm gonna tell you though, that, and it's crazy. I was at the game last year and like Falcons came out like banshees. And all they had, I mean, I'm not a coach, but they run the dang ball in the second half. Mm-hmm. Nil, kick the field goal, game over. So I don't. You know, it's just sad when you put so much. And I was even at the Seattle game. Same thing. Like, you got Lynch back here. Hand him the ball. You know what I mean? Like, why are you throwing the ball? Pick, game over. So it's just like I hate to see guys work so hard to get to a certain point and then to be taken out of their hands. It's like it's pretty disappointing. So yeah, to answer your question, I wouldn't be disappointed if the Patriots win just because you get a chance to see greatness in that dynasty. But on the same side, you know, I prefer to feel it anyway. So.
Last one, quick. Yeah. Should you be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know, that's a question that's not really for me to decide. You know, it's fortunate enough. I think I'm in 9, like, different Hall of Fames, like Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, Senior Bowl. You know, as a fullback, you just never know. You don't, and that's the thing about it. I never signed up to play fullback to put a run into LeVon Kirkland to make it to the Hall of Fame. If it happens, it happens. You know, we'll see. So, that'd probably be the pinnacle of a long career if I'm forcing him to do that. But it's just, you know, you get guys like Allstott, you know, Lorenzo Neal, like, you know, all these guys that need to be in the Hall of Fame because, and all the tailbacks to tell you, like, you know, we built such a brotherhood and we built such a relationship. I knew where Priest was going just when he figured out where he was going. Like, we studied so much film together. We worked so much together. We were two in the same. Same thing with Larry Johnson, same with LaDainian. Like, you know, Thomas Jones, like, we had that type of rapport to where, like, we knew we were so in sync, and it was so awesome. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.